Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a story called Once Upon a Winter Day by Lisa Woodruff. And we're reading it because, well, it is a winter day, isn't it? And there are some things that you see when it is wintertime. And so this book is full of some of those things, and we're going to talk about them. And it's read today by Mommy and... You got a name, kid? On what? Oh, nope. It's just Mommy today. There is only Mommy reading. There will be no other participants in today's story. So, here we go. Milo was looking for a story, but his mother was busy. "Why don't you go play in the snow?" she asked. Well, maybe it's because Milo doesn't know about story time with Philip and Mommy, because he could have just turned that on. But playing in the snow is equally fun, so let's see what he does. Milo bundled up and plodded outside. He didn't want to play in the snow. He wanted a story. So he stomped a path from the house to the bird feeder. And beneath the feeder, tiny footprints sprinkled the ground.
"A mouse was here," said Milo.
Did the mouse have a story to tell? Good question. What happens if you follow mice tracks? Let's find out. In the picture, we can see them going. So Milo followed the tracks to a winterberry bush, and all the red berries had disappeared. I wonder if the mouse ate them. As he brushed the branches, snow fell away, revealing a single feather. What had happened here? What do you suppose might have lost that feather?
A pigeon.
Oh, friends, in the picture we can see a big flock of birds. And one of them dropped their feather onto the branches of the bush. And another one of them dropped one single berry for the mouse, because all the rest of them have taken the other berries. Now, a cold wind crept beneath Milo's scarf. The trail led into the shelter of the forest. Beneath the hemlock trees, branches littered the ground. Why had they fallen like autumn leaves? What makes branches fall from trees, do you know? I do. In the picture, it shows us. What are they? Climbing up in that tree and making the branches fall.
Hedgehogs.
They're bigger than hedgehogs, but they look similar. They are porcupines, and they've got big, long, spiky, pointy parts to them, so you don't want to go petting porcupines. And the mouse can see them. You see, the mouse's trail has gone on, and he has in his mouth, he has a little berry from the birds, and away he goes. Milo wove through the trees, trailing. Whoops. Sorry, friends. You okay? There we go. No harm done. Milo wove through the trees, trailing the little prince. Loose clods of dirt scattered at his feet. Who had dug beneath the snow? Had they been looking for acorns? I think Milo is finding mysteries, don't you? Who was it?
Deer.
Deer will go along looking for something to snack on in the winter because they are quite hungry. And running past them is the little mouse. He's still following the mouse's trail. Milo's breath rose in clouds as he hurried onward. He followed the tracks out of the trees until he came to the creek. A smooth rut slid down the bank. Who had been gliding in the snow? Now there's a clue. It is a little bit of fish that's been left over, but someone has eaten the fish and it's just the bones. Who eats fish and slides?
Otters.
These are river otters. And look, the mouse has seen the river otter sliding around and snacking on fish and falling into the ocean, into the river that's all frozen. Milo zigged and zagged away from the creek and across the field. He followed the footprints until suddenly they stopped. Something had brushed the tiny tracks away. Had the bird calling in the distance swooped to the snow? Oh no. Well, if you're a little mouse, what are you afraid of? An eagle or a hawk. And in the picture, oh my goodness, friends, this bird is gonna make snack time happen here if that mouse doesn't move quick. What do you suppose happens? Milo, dinner time! Darn, said Milo. Was it really time to go inside? He headed home, walking beside the tiny footprints until they disappeared down a hole. Maybe the mouse had gone home too. And look, my friends, he had. In the picture, we can see the little mouse has his berry, and he has managed to make it back under his little hole and into the place where he has made a home. He has made a home safely in a wood pile beside the house. Inside, the smell of soup made Milo's stomach grumble. Do you want me to read you some stories after dinner? His mother asked. Milo shook his head as he laid out what he had found.
This time, he said, I have stories for you.
And he does. He's got a feather and a branch of a tree and an acorn and some bones from a fish. And now he's going to get to explain to her that he saw that hawk try to get the deer mouse. And then he saw the river otter splashing and a red squirrel and a northern cardinal and a white-tailed deer and some porcupines and so many other wonderful animals throughout the forest. And you know what? Sometimes if you can't have story time, a walk through the woods can be just as magical, don't you think? Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is the end.